Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley's Dr. Christopher Hall Show. And also, I'm the sports category director for Podcast Magazine. I'm excited to welcome to the program Nobel Prize nominated doctor, also best-selling author and emergency room doc, Dr. Christopher Hall. Dr. Hall, how are you? And can you introduce our guest for today?
Well, I'm doing great, Neil. You know, I'm very excited to have the individual we have today. I'm very excited to introduce a professional baseball all-star, three-time all-star, a person who has multiple awards in the major minor leagues. Very excited to introduce Mr. Heath Bell to the show. Welcome to the show, Bell.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic, and I'm going to pass over for the first question Chris has for you. Go ahead.
Oh, well, no problem. You know, whenever we see an exciting individual like Heath, you know, we know that there are a lot of young people who are interested and who would love to do things as Heath does. So, you know, Heath, tell us a little bit about kind of like where you're from, like where you grew up and maybe where you went to school. And, you know, how you got interested in baseball?
Well, like my dad that passed on a few years ago, he told me this, he told everybody this one story that I was like 5 years old. He thinks I was four or five, and he took me to a California Angel game, or I guess now the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, because I was born out in San Diego, but kind of grew up in Orange County. My dad was a Marine, got stationed in Camp Pendleton and then El Toro, and then got out of the Marines. But I was like four or five at an Angel game, and I forget who they were playing, but my dad always said that I'd light up and to watch the game. And then I just said, Dad, one day I'm going to be out there. And he's like, cool, son. That'd be awesome. He goes, yeah, I'm going to have 50,000 people cheer me on or boo me. And he goes, why boo you? And he goes, because I'm playing for the visiting team and I'm beating the home team. So I think it was just a passion between me and my dad. And then I just fell in love with the game, and ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to be in the big leagues, probably like a lot of kids nowadays, but I was that kid that when I went to career day in junior high or elementary, and I would say, well, I want to be a Major League Baseball player, and they're like, that's nice, but what do you really want to do? I'm like, well, that's what I want to do, and then they would tell me, 1% of the population actually gets to play professional baseball, and I'm like, why can't I be that 1%? So I didn't do it to like prove people wrong. I just had a passion in my heart and my mind that I'm going to do this. And if it takes me the longest route to get there or the shortest route, I'm going to do it. Cause I'll give you an example. Like in high school, I played all 4 years of baseball, but I only played varsity my senior year. I walked on to a junior college and then I walked on to pro ball. I didn't get drafted. And then it took me about 7 to 8 years to get to the big leagues. And then I played 11 years in the big leagues. So I'm very blessed, but my talent was to work hard and never give up and never say die. And when people said you can't do it, I would question and say, why? Why can't I do it? You know, and I always believed in myself that I could achieve anything that you do. Basically, like what we tell our kids now, you know, whatever you believe you can do it. Well, I just took that to heart and ran with it.
All right. You know, and that's the thing, the believe and you can achieve in certain things, right? If you believe you can do something, Heath, you can do it. And that kind of fueled your passion in baseball, didn't it?
Oh, it does. And even today, I'm 44 years old and I play in a men's 30 over league, 30 and over. And for me, it's just pure fun. I don't run as fast as I used to. I don't throw as hard, but I still get people out and I'm still pretty talented. So, even though my wife says you need to realize your age, I go, no, I'm still like 25. I believe I'm 25. My body sometimes tells me I'm not, but that's okay.
All right, Chris, next question for Heath.
Well, I mean, I could hear the passion in his voice. It's just wonderful. You know, and we appreciate the service of your family, your dad's Marines. You know, myself being a former captain in the Army, it's just wonderful. So tell me a little bit about that kind of transition, you know, when you go from playing, you know, in the major professional leagues and then you kind of go through this retirement phase where you go back to everyday life. What's that like and how did you make the adjustment?
Well, when I was playing, I was big with my family. I would wake up early, take my kids to school and try to pick them up if I could before I went to the field. before games. And in the off season, I always did that. When I was playing, I would always take my kids to school and pick them up. Even though my wife usually does it during the season more often than I could. For me, if I did it during the season, it was like a special thing. But in the off season, I made a priority that I'm going to do that. Even if I have to train and stuff, I would schedule my training around taking my kids to school, picking them up. Sometimes I wouldn't go play golf with friends, or I'd leave the golf course early because of this. So when I retired, I just became dad. And it was kind of hard at first because, you know, I still felt like I could have played at the highest level and I could keep playing in the big leagues, but I decided to retire to come home to and see my kids, my daughter graduate high school, my other one going to high school, help my son that is now going to graduate this year. And it was a little bit tough watching the game because I would see friends out there playing or going, man, don't throw this pitch to get him out. But it was, I helped my son with his passion of playing baseball and just trying to be the best dad I could possibly be. And then occasionally I'd see some older guys in a batting cage and I heard there was a men's league. So I didn't tell them who I was at first. And then I just kind of slowly just kind of jumped in and they were like, whoa, you're really good. And then I kind of tell them who I am and they go, whoa, that's you. So for me, retiring was the next step of my life of just being a dad like I could. And then, you know, like a lot of guys, they get older, they start families, they go play a softball league or this and that. I just happen to play in a baseball league. So I show up when I can and try to enjoy my kids as much as I can.
Yeah, that's the key thing that you have to do in that process. And from that kind of situation, how do you teach your kids the sport? Is it basically what your father taught you, or is it basically taking a lot of the experiences you had?
Well, like I have one daughter, my oldest daughter doesn't play any sports. My next daughter has special needs, Down syndrome, but she was a cheerleader in high school. She's a big cheer. And then my next son is a baseball player that's going to graduate. My next son after that, I have four kids, is a tennis player like mom. But so my son, you know, I try to help him out as much as I can. He doesn't listen to half the things I say, but I will just say he's very successful. He's going off to Arkansas next year for college. He's Arkansas Tech University, actually. And I just heard him in an interview, and it was very hearing for me because he said some things that I've been telling him for years that I haven't told him in the last couple of years. I'm like, he was listening to me, even though he's getting mad at me every time I tell him to do something, because I'm just trying to help him as much as I can. And, you know, just that father and son, sometimes they don't listen. So it's kind of hard, but he is kind of listening to me a little bit. But my thing with my kids, if they want to play sports, if they don't want to play sports, I want to support them with whatever they do. Like my little guy that's 12, I know he could probably be an unbelievable baseball player because he'd be fast, he listens, he's very coordinated, but he's a very passionate for drawing and he likes playing tennis like mom does. So I go watch him play tennis and root him on as much as I can. I can't really teach him much tennis because my wife is way better than I am at that. So I just try to support my kids with every dream they have.
All right. And that's so key. Go ahead, Chris, with your next question.
Oh, but no problem. And, you know, and sports, you know, whether it's high school sports or college sports, that's woven into the American fabric. And with that, you know, those principles in sports, things like discipline and those are important for our young people. And so, you know, Heath, speak on that a little bit. Some of those principles that, you know, we learn from sports that can go on and really have positive effects on the life of our kids. Speak on that, Heath.
Yeah, sports, I think, you know, you learn discipline, hard work, and this and that. But I think sports is the best thing for learning to start something and finish it. You know, like you got to start a season, you got to finish it. It's always easy to start and finish something that's fun or you're doing very successful. But also sports makes you understand failing because every sport athlete fails. And you go through it and say, well, am I okay with failing? And then I'll just change the sport. Or I don't want to fail next year, so I'm going to work a little bit harder so I don't fail. So just say in life, you know, if you have a job that you don't like, Is it because it's too hard for you, or is it because you're not putting your passion into it? Or maybe you should learn a little bit more about that job so you can do, you can be very successful at it and not just work to work and enjoy your job, enjoy fun. Like I used to, I try to tell my kids and what I used to do. I don't like running. I'm not a big workout guy. But I used to play games within myself and try to have fun doing the workouts or run, try to beat my old time or pretend I was running a marathon or running a race and there's nobody around me, or try to find five little K, you know, 5K, 10K, a little here and there. Try to play games with my mind. So it wasn't work for me. It wasn't hard work. It was me just playing a game with myself. And I think sports kind of does that and helps kids do that. And it's just, you can learn to deal with failing and then working hard, and then you won't have to fail next time. And realizing you always have to keep working hard because there's always somebody out there better than you. You're not always going to be the best. And you either say, well, I'm not going to be the best, and then you just give up on yourself, or you say, you know what, maybe today I wasn't, but tomorrow I'm going to be because I'm going to do it. Like I always tell my kids, what winners say and what losers say. A loser will say, I can do something. A winner say, I will do something. The difference between the word can and will, one is confidence, one is like, I'll do it if I want to. Anyway.
All right. So Heath, tell me a little bit about why you decided to do a podcast. Give me an update on the whole thing of why you decided a podcast. Have you ever done radio shows before that or any other podcasts before this podcast?
Well, I started a podcast, Ringing the Bell. We're talking about the San Diego Padres mostly. I've talked about a lot of stuff, a lot of history that I have, stories and whatnot. I started a podcast because everybody told me when I retired, I need to get into broadcasting. I need to get on TV somehow. MLB TV asked me to do it, but they're all the way back east. And I didn't want to leave every weekend for 3 days because I retired to see my kids. And now on the weekends, I'm going to be gone. I didn't want to get into the broadcasting part because there again, I wanted to be home for my kids. And it's kind of a full-time job to do it. It's not that I don't want to work, and I wanted to spend some time with the family, but then my kids are getting older now. After this year, I'm going to have three outside of high school and only one at home now. So it's kind of like, man, I got a lot of information. I like talking baseball. I love doing it. I got a bunch of stories. Everybody tells me I need to write a book or something, but because I have all these different stories in my history and testimony of baseball. But it's something fun for me to do once to twice a week. I can talk about the game. Let me put it this way. I was in the bullpen, and we do a lot of crazy stuff in the bullpen during a baseball game. We do a lot of talking. We do a lot of speculating. We pretend like we're GMs. We pretend like we're other people. So the podcast is like a perfect example that I can just go and chit-chat and bring guest stars on. And I like talking to regular baseball fans because everybody always has like this famous guy or that famous guy. Occasionally I bring in just some Joe Spo off the street, or occasionally what we've done is go to a baseball game and just talk to a random fan and ask some questions. I kind of remember, you guys remember like Jay Leno? He would go to like people on the street,
yeah,
and just talk to random people and ask some random questions about their team or baseball. And I'd love to hear what people have to say because I want to know what the fans, you know, are thinking, but also I want them to have the understanding what a baseball player is thinking or a front office thinking. So we're all over the spectrum, but we talk about the Padres, and it's just fun to talk about the game you love and the job that you know, we're blessed to do. So that's kind of why I started a podcast.
Yeah. Tell me also about, you know, the preparation. How many hours a week do you prepare for your show?
As much as I can. My wife doesn't let me watch baseball that much because she has a lot of to-do list. So preparation, I've never put it into, I would say the 2 hours before I get on the radio or on the podcast, I write notes all week long. And then I go over all my notes and I kind of have an idea what I'm going to say or think, but sometimes it doesn't always go that way. But gosh, I try to watch baseball every day, so games are about 3 hours, so at least 3 to 4 hours. But then again, you know, sometimes you're looking on the internet and you see a baseball story and you're reading that. So who knows? It could be 3 to 4 hours a day before I do the podcast. Sometimes my wife is out of town and I can watch 3 or 4 games a day. So then I'm sitting in front of the TV watching baseball a little bit longer.
All right. So the preparation time, are you a social media guy?
I'm not huge into social media. I hear a little bit here and there. I really like to go outside and talk to people. So I'm not huge into social media, but I do have social media.
Yeah. So that's an important thing. That's part of promoting a podcast is social media. And it's very hard for some of the athletes because you guys during your career, you know, you might've done some social media, but now you're like, you're busy with all these other things. It becomes really a challenge. Where do you want to see the podcast go? What's your goal for the podcast?
Oh, you know, honestly, what I would love for the podcast too, I have a co-host, Nick, that he does a lot of our social media because I'm really good at telling stories and he's really good on social media, so he does do that. But where I think I would love to be getting on the radio with Nick, and I think we could have a radio show one day, you know, talk about baseball 5 times a week or on weekends. I think that's probably the dream job for the podcast. If it really takes off, to go there. And Nick, my co-host, he's in his mid-20s. I met him a couple of years ago. He's got some baseball knowledge, but it's kind of funny. His generation, I'm 20 years older, and we like going back and forth with our different generations and stuff. He never played pro ball, but he played in high school and college. So it's fun going back and forth with him.
Okay. All right, and so that's awesome. Now, Chris, go ahead with your last question for you.
Oh, well, yeah, no problem. No problem at all. No problem at all. I think what you said, you know, I was just kind of wondering what his goals were for the podcast. I think he's kind of said that already. And he's kind of summarized.
If you could go radio one day, that'd be really cool. But like I said, my kids are getting older now, so I'm kind of like, I think I could still be part of the game. Coaching radio or doing something, you know, if it happens, I just want to do a little bit here and there. And if it kind of takes off and goes big, great. If not, I'm having fun doing it. So I'm kind of just, you know, I'm doing that. I'm being serious with it, but I'm having a lot of fun doing it.
All right. So go ahead, Chris, and summarize Heath.
Well, no problem. I mean, well, there you have it. You know, Heath Bell, you know, professional baseball player, all-star. I mean, he's given some great principles for our young people today. Wishing him and Nick the best on their podcast. But, you know, he highlighted, you know, if you start a task, finish it. You know, follow the passion in your heart. Work hard. Okay? Believe in yourself. You can do anything. And basically realize there's always someone better out there. You know, just work hard and make decisions. He had to make decisions. Family's important. He had to leave professional baseball and focus on the family. So, wow. These principles are great. I'm so excited. Heath Bell came on the show today. So thanks for coming on the show today, sir.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Heath. All right. That was the Dr. Christopher Hall Show with the Podcast Magazine category director, Neil Haley. Take care.